Hello, Columbus, Chattahoochee Valley, all my friends down near the Florida, Georgia line. You know, I was going to give y'all a shout out. I do that every show. To all my good people over in Casita. Hello to family and friends over in Lee County, Alabama. Hello to Ms. Dot Bass over there in Taylor County. How you doing, Ms. Bass? I hope all is well. It was good seeing you this weekend. I appreciate all that you do in the community. You do so much for us. That's Dot Dorothy Humphrey Bass, for those that want me to be fully politically correct, but we affectionately call her Miss Dot Bass, and she know who we're talking about. So thank you, Miss Dot, for all that you're doing over in Talbot County, and also what you do here locally in the Chattahoochee Valley area. You're so amazing, and we really, really appreciate you. This is Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese, and today's show is going to be a little interesting, and I tell you, it's certainly is one that touches my heart with the subject that we are going to be talking about here today. But before I get started on the show for today, I just got to make sure I give a plug to the second annual Father and Sons Under the Sun. It's going to be a great day for fathers and sons to come together and have a great time. It's going to be held at Frank Chester Recreational Center, 1441 Benning Drive in Columbus, Georgia. It's a great day of bonding and old school music. We got some partner games and competitions going on. It's going to be fun events, prizes, and giveaways. And you can pre-register at Eventbrite. You know, go there and search Father and Sons. And you must register by June 28th. This is a free event. I'm telling you that again. And we're also calling out all of our grill masters. You know, bring your hot dogs, bring your grills, bring your burgers. It's going to be a lot of people having a good time, men having a good time with their son, being role models, touching them from a spiritual perspective as well as from an emotional perspective to let them know that we care about them and we love them. So that's going to be so important, that's out there in the environment. And we got to continue to support events like this to make sure that we turn around some of the issues that we have in our community today. And that's part of what we're going to talk about here on the show, is another event that's going to follow the day of. But I was fortunate to have with me today one of the sponsors of the event, and we're going to move forward with this conversation. I have with me today Miss Michelle Virgin. And those of you who don't know who Miss Virgin is, before I bring her on, I do want to kind of lay a foundation for the conversation that we're about to have. I tell you, Miss Virgin has to be one of the strongest women that I know here in the Columbus, Georgia area. If you recall, it was just last year. Last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just last year. Her daughter on September the 22nd, 2018, was unfortunately the victim of an overly aggressive domestic violence situation that led to her murder. This was the young lady that was shot down in cold blood right in the middle of Macon Road, not too far from one of the biggest business districts that we have here in the city, along a very major and busy highway. And one thing I appreciate about Miss Virgin is that her daughter's legacy, voice, purpose has not been in vain. She has constantly been fighting to correct some of these measures that we have in our community with our young people and with our justice system and with our leaders, our elected leaders, and our community leaders, to help us correct some of these problems that we do have in our community. And Miss Virgin has joined with the family of Tony Allen to remember the two of them on their special day, which is going to be June 30th, 2019. So I'm telling you this early before we get to talking, because we're going to cover a lot of this again. But June 30th, 2019, from 2 to 7 p.m. at Carver Park. It's going to be Destiny and Tony's day. and we're going to have a lot of fun, a lot of food, some crying, but some laughter at the same time, knowing that tomorrow will hopefully bring us another day to fight for a better community, another day to remember those that have fallen, those that have been senselessly taken from us for no purpose, no real reason, other than someone trying to prove a point or arrogance or stupid crime and things of that nature that has for some reason just been plaguing our city so badly. Ms. Virgin, I do want to go ahead and get you in here on the conversation. I guess I could start with the cliche question of how are you doing today, and I'm sure that you could take that many other places, but I'm just going to allow you to just open up and say whatever you want to say at this point. Anything that's on your heart or your mind right now that you want to say, I'll let you start the conversation with that.
I like to start off by saying, how y'all doing, Tri-City? My name is Michelle Virgin. Like you said, Destiny Virgin's mother. Today, I'm feeling okay. Yesterday and the day before that, not so much. Every day is a struggle. I try to stay strong for my baby. But some days, like I said, some days are just better than others.
What now, was Destiny your only child?
Yes, Destiny was my only child.
Your only child?
My only birth child.
And she was a beautiful young lady.
Thank you.
Beautiful young lady. And well loved. I remember the day that we had her vigil out there near the corner of Macon Road and Rigdon Road, mm-hmm. right there, pretty close to the bus stop. And I was just so proud of you that day.
Thank you.
I was so proud of you because you could have represented the mother of so many young kids, young folks that have lost their lives to unnecessary, purposeless, senseless gun violence here in this city. You were very poised. You were very classy about the situation. You cried, and we expected you to. Though no one came, should have expected not to see you shed a tear. And I remember distinctly the moment that Michael Sola and I walked up, and we were able to embrace you and hold you just for a brief moment to let you know that we cared about you and your daughter and the situation, and that you were not standing alone. What did it mean to you to see so many folks out there?
It was very
celebrating
heartfelt.
Your daughter.
Very heartfelt. I was in so much pain, still in so much pain, but just to see so many folks from the community, to see how my baby touched so many people's lives, whether she knew them or not, the situation, it really hit home for a lot of people. It woke up a lot of folks, and that touched me. That really made me feel a little bit better that day. It eased me just to see that these people love my child, or they felt this situation. They felt it. It hit home. It absolutely did.
I'm sure that day that you receive the first call or whatever will be a day that you'll never forget.
No.
Do you often replay that day in your head?
All the time. Because I just remember what I was doing at that very moment. I was at work. I got pulled off the line and told me to go check my phone. We're not allowed to have the phone on the line. So I'm running to the phone because at that moment, I felt like something was wrong.
You felt like something was wrong.
I get to my phone, and I have so many missed calls, so many text messages. I didn't even know who to call first. Scared, I just called. And at the moment that I'm going through my call log, somebody's calling me then. I don't even know who it was. I can't remember. But they said, your baby's been shot. You need to go to the hospital. I didn't even ask who did it because I knew in my heart already who did it. So I just flew to the hospital.
Jesus. What, did anybody travel with you to the hospital that day?
No, sir.
You
no,
were
sir.
By yourself?
Mm-hmm. I left work and flew down Vita Drive.
Did you pray en route there? Did you talk with God? Or did you have any conversation? But how did you prepare yourself for walking into the hospital?
I was just begging to God that she'd be okay and asking, why did he do it?
Wow.
And crying, screaming, hitting the steering wheel.
you have imagined something, you have experienced something that I know are thoughts, ugly thoughts in the background of a mother's mind. You know, the possibility of something like this happening to their child, and this happened to your child, your only child.
My only child.
Your only child. Wow. So what is it like every day? What is it like for you?
I'm lonely. Me and her, I had her 3 weeks after I turned 18. So we grew together. I'm almost 40 now, and I miss her. I miss her presence. I miss our rides. I miss our talks. I miss everything about her laugh. I just wish she was here. I wish I could take her place. She was so young. She didn't live. She didn't do anything yet. And I miss her. I miss my baby.
Now, how old was Destiny?
She had just turned 18.
Just turned 18.
She wasn't even 18 a month.
Wow. Just turned 18.
She had just graduated a few months before that in April. Excuse me, May.
Well, what are some things that you think about the most when you think about your daughter? What do you think about the most?
I try to think about nothing but happy thoughts, but it just keeps crowding my brain. What more could I have done? Mm-hmm. Why was I at work instead of not on Macon Road saving my baby? So I try not to think like that, but it's hard not to. I try to think positive. I try to remain humble. I try not to be angry about the situation, but it's hard. It's hard.
So, unfortunately, this very tragic event happened on September the 22nd of 2018. And not even a year yet.
Not even a year.
And her birthday is coming up on August the 23rd.
August 23rd.
Of this year.
Yes, sir.
So, this will be your first birthday. Your first time mm-hmm. experiencing your daughter's birthday,
and she's not here.
And she's not here.
Since she's passed, all the holidays hit back to back: Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's.
How was it getting through the holidays?
Hard, very very hard.
Were you around family and friends?
I was, and then at some points I would isolate myself. They tried to, you know, to bring me back in, but they let me, you know, grieve as well mm-hmm. on my own. So right. sometimes I just want to be alone.
And Michelle, I appreciate you for having this conversation. And you and I talked previously to starting this interview, and you knew that we were going to have the conversation of this nature. And I appreciate you also for saying that it's important to you that the community knows what parents like you go through.
Right.
You refuse to sit in silence.
I'm not going
to
sit in silence.
It's not that you are trying to spread, you know, your sorrow, but you are trying to tell a story.
My daughter's story.
Of your daughter's story.
That's right.
And your story of what parents go through when we lose children at such early age with so much potential like Destiny.
Yes, sir.
She had so much potential.
So much ahead of her.
So much ahead of her. And you raised as a single mother?
Yes, sir. Along with I had my family, my parents, you know. But yes, sir.
But that's the village. Mother. That's right. That's the village. So the village was there, but you were a single mother. So you really spent a lot of time with her.
Mm-hmm. I did. That's all I had.
How do you not be angry at the world right now?
I am. I just don't show it. I am. I just, like I said, I remain humble because it's not the world that did it. I'm angry at certain people, you know, and I'm going to take my anger and I'm going to turn that into something positive.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much for saying that, because you can accomplish something positive out of this situation, and you are accomplishing something positive out of this situation. Destiny and Tony's day, and for those that are not aware, Tony Allen, he was murdered as well, just a week after, a few days after Destiny, on October the 3rd, 2018. And Tony was actually shot down in his mother's yard. Have you spoken with Tony's mother?
Yes, I have. And she's we all in the same boat. We all feel the same way.
Please, 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 just give us some insight. What do mothers of lost children to senseless violence, what do you say to each other when you guys come together? I'm sure there's a hug, there's an embrace. Yes.
Cries. Asking, do you feel this way? Does this make you do this? Do you feel like you don't want to get out of bed this day? We just compare stories. Heartbreaking stories.
Wow.
And try to uplift each other.
Wow. I was happened to be there as well at the scene when Tony was murdered. I pulled up a few hours later, and I happened to be there when his mother came.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a very difficult moment to even be out there and witness.
Mm.
And to see this lady couldn't even go into her own yard to embrace her child that was laying there because of the police tape and everything else. Couldn't even go into her own home, which is normally your place of privacy and comfort, where you would go cry, where you would go and lay on your bed and try to comfort yourself as much as you can. She couldn't even do that.
Yeah, it's so sad. I feel for her.
She couldn't even do that. Her name Miss Allen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Miss Allen.
Miss Deanna Allen.
Miss Deanna Allen, if you're listening to this radio program, our hearts still hurt with you. Our love still shower you, and our sorrow for what you're having to go through, you and Miss Virgin. It still runs for you because you have experienced something that many of us can't imagine how we would live through it, or what we would say, or what we would do. You have lived that moment to where your faith in God and your belief in a higher being has had to guide you every day and walk you through these moments. And we will continue to be there to support you. And thank you so much for who you are and who you have been as well. This is Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. I'm here speaking with Miss Michelle Virgin about Destiny and Tony Day, which is coming up on the 30th of June from 2 to 7 p.m. It's going to be at Carver Park. It's going to be free drinks, free food. We want people to come out and have a good time. It will be a special tribute by Mariah Farrow, Javon Charter, Tierra Sparks, and many other teen victims that have lost their lives to gun violence and domestic violence here in the Columbus, Georgia area. We need to get out here and support these families. They have lost, and they have lost tremendously. And we need to show them love from the city on behalf of the city. We need to get out there with them and laugh when they laugh and cry when they cry, and just let them know that we still stand here with a shoulder to lean on, because we are community. We are Columbus, Georgia. And in the midst of doing that, we got to have a serious conversation in our community about putting these guns down and making a difference in our community, providing opportunities for our young folks. We got to have these serious conversations. We can't wait no longer on somebody to come save us. We can't wait on someone in a leadership position to finally decide to do something about it. We cannot continue to deal with these issues in our community. We're losing too many precious and amazing young people to unnecessary violence. Too many parents are shedding tears. Too many siblings are growing up without their sibling. Too many grandmothers, granddaddies, great aunts, great uncles having to bury their young folks before they're gone, and probably expecting that they would put them in the ground. It's hard. It's very hard. I knew this would be a very difficult show, but we're going to take a quick break, try to pull it together a little bit, and we're going to come back, and I'm going to continue this conversation with Michelle, and we're going to hear from her a little bit more. Okay. This is Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. We'll be right back.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today, I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. I'm having a very emotional conversation today. I have here in the studio with me Miss Michelle Virgin, who is the daughter of Destiny Virgin, who lost her life to domestic violence here in the city on September the 22nd of 2018. And if you never heard the words, if you've never felt the emotion, if you've never looked in the eyes of a mother that has lost a child in a senseless way, then I'm sure today's show has already touched you immensely. Listening to Miss Michelle, and we're going to listen to her a little bit more. Miss Michelle, can you talk with me, if you don't mind, about the purpose behind the event and how things really kind of came together?
Yes, Teddy. First, I'd like to say thank you to Bree and Angel Creighton. Those are also my other hosts with the event. Mm-hmm. And the purpose of our event is to keep these young men and women name alive that lost their lives to gun and or domestic violence, any type of violence. We're trying to help bring awareness to the community about our growing problem with gun and domestic violence. And sadly, the end result is death. I feel like if the community stands together and demands answers on all these cases that are old, maybe not solved, stricter gun laws, stricter laws against violent offenders, better laws that protect the victim, and let's not forget about the safety of the community. We are burying too many of our family members. We're going to also, like you said, we're going to be paying tribute to Mariah Farrell, Javon Shorter, Tierra Sparks, Cody Mathis, Jemiah Allen, Destiny Virgin, Tony Allen, and a few others. If I didn't mention your loved one, believe me, they are not forgotten, and balloons will be released for them as well. We have also some important people that are coming to speak. Tangie Shorter, that's Javon's mother. Deanna Allen, Tony's mother. Zachary Farrell, that's Mariah's father. I will also say a few words. I got Chrissy Redmond from Hope Harbor speaking. Teresa Mayo, founder of Mayo, she will be speaking. Brandy Elam, she's a mentor. Monique Jackson from the Victims Advocate Program. And last but not least, we have Cherie Turner. She's the president of the Still Standing Alliance out of Atlanta. These people are coming here to drop some knowledge on you. We're going to be having a good time. Kids out here, the bouncy house, we have free food, we have the games, we have raffle tickets for those who donate, we have Michael Soul on the ones and twos. Again, they're not going to be preaching to you, but we want y'all to leave with some knowledgeable information about gun violence, about domestic violence, about how our community is just falling to the wayside, and we need to do something about it.
Well, I round of applause, hat tilt, you know, shout out to you for being that person that is even willing to take this, you know, take on this task with the individuals that are assisting you, considering what you guys have lost.
Yes.
Considering what you have experienced. And you talked about some very key points that I do want to go back and touch on just a little bit. You talked about cases that are old.
Yes. because there's plenty of cases before my baby. You know, I'm talking about, for instance, Mariah Farrell. Yeah. These are years old cases. We have Destiny Nichols. I didn't even mention her, but this case is unsolved. What are we doing about these situations that are growingly getting worse and this happening in our community?
And that's a very legitimate question, you know, and it's a question that we need answers to.
Yes, sir.
And it's something I would certainly like to see our city leadership, you know, potentially the mayor or the chief of police, tell us what's going on with these investigations.
Absolutely.
Why we can't get answers to them. And, you know, I was happened to be at a presentation this past week or so with the NAACP, thanks to the leadership of Pastor Pendleton.
That's awesome.
Pastor K over at St. Mary's Road UMC Church. She's the president of the NAACP right now. And the DA stated that, you know, her caseload is unbearable for the people in her office. She was like, you know, if they were in water, their nose and their mouths are barely above water. Mm. They can barely breathe. She says she feel like every day there's only one. It's only going to take one thing to throw them over the edge. We can't continue to operate a justice system with a caseload to where our DA's office feel like they are overwhelmed.
No, sir.
We must have a real solution to help us get through the issues that we're dealing with from a DA perspective and the challenges from an organizational perspective in that office and also from a law enforcement perspective.
I agree.
You know, making sure that those proper investigations are done and we are dedicating the resources that we need to resolving those matters. And it's not a slight or a bad thing or no one's talking negatively about our law enforcement official, because we
absolutely
have some
not
great men and women
we
in
do
uniform
we do
that do a phenomenal job for the city. I fully support our police department. However, we have to make smart decisions.
Right. And there's too many of these cases falling through the cracks.
And if you look at the facts, seem like the murder rate continues to go higher and higher and higher.
By the day.
You know, and I'm not here to argue numbers with somebody. I don't want to talk about whether it's up or down. In my opinion, one murder is too many.
It
and
is.
I know we can't prevent everything.
But we need to do better at what we're doing.
But we got to do better than what we're doing.
I agree.
For your sake, Miss Michelle, who you will never be able to embrace your daughter again.
Never.
Never have the luxury of having grandchildren. You know, and these other families that have lost young folks at too early of an age. This cannot become the norm in Columbus, Georgia. We cannot become desensitized to when we hear another person has died, because then it has escalated to another level to where it won't even get our attention anymore.
And that's what I'm afraid of. That's why, of course, I'm fighting for my baby Destiny and all the victims before her, and I'm trying to prevent more to come. I cannot do this alone. I need the families and the community to help turn something negative into something positive. Too many victims every day leaving this world, leaving us. Love doesn't hurt. Hands off, guns down. I am Destiny's voice. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Please continue to be Destiny's voice and Tony's voice and the voices of so many other young folks that have lost their lives, because they can't speak anymore.
They cannot.
They can't come here and defend themselves.
And they need defending.
And someone must defend them, because and luckily for other parents, you are fighting this fight so that this doesn't happen to their children.
So they won't feel the way we feel.
You've lost your child.
The only one I have.
And you out here fighting for somebody else's child.
I want to tell them some things that I noticed in my child before her death. Maybe they can prevent them from losing their child.
If anybody ever needed an example of someone who's not selfish, for a mother to lose her only child right after her 18th birthday and to pick up to the mantle and fight so that other people don't lose their child or their children. That's leadership.
I feel like it's my baby pushing me, because I'm not a public speaker. This is new to me, but it's my baby all the way, because right now I be curled up in a ball, but it makes me feel better to talk about Destiny. It makes me feel better that I feel like I'm doing something for her. That's why this foundation was started for her, Destiny's Peace. That's the group. It's for people like her.
Do you feel her with you on this journey?
I do. Absolutely. I do. Because I wouldn't be able to do this without her.
And it brings you the hope and the inspiration and the energy and the guts that you need to move forward.
I need it. And she's pushing me.
Wow. 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 What can you say to other mothers out there with young folks? You know, whether it's a mother who know that her child is walking out of the house every day with that gun in his pocket, or whether it's a mother that knows her son or a daughter out there dealing with folks that's peddling and pushing drugs, or whether it's a mother that has a straight A student that has to walk by the corner with all the activity on the way and back and forth to school. What would you say to those parents?
Continue to love your kids. Do not. If you see your son or daughter doing wrong and you continue to turn the other cheek, do not enforce some type of punishment, repercussions. You're enabling your child. You're making your child a problem later on in society. You have to stop it in its tracks then. That's only the start. You're letting your child walk out the door with a gun. What is your child doing when he walk out the door, he or she, when they walk out the door with that gun? Why are they carrying a gun? These are senseless crimes. These are senseless acts that can be prevented sometimes. And we got to do better. We got to start noticing situations before they arise to what we got going on now. This.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for taking the time out to be here today. We're going to go over the details for the event one more time, because we want as many people as possible in the city to join us Sunday, June 30th, for Destiny and Tony Day. From 2 to 7 p.m. at Carver Park. The address for Carver Park, for anybody who needs it, is 6665 Hunter Road. So that's 6665 Hunter Road, Columbus, Georgia. There will be free drinks and free food. And we want to come out and have a good time. If you're going to come out there with the foolishness, stay home. I'm sorry. I usually don't get this far beyond being politically correct on my radio program, but I'm sorry. I that's just how I feel right now, and this is God honest truth. If you're not gonna come out there acting like you got sense, stay at home. This is something for the community to come together in support of each other in remembrance of Destiny and Tony and so many other beautiful young folks that lost their lives to unnecessary foolishness, unnecessary crime. It's time out for all of this. Time out for all of this. And Miss Michelle, I want to say to you that one, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you so much, Teddy.
I'm so proud of you. The strength that you are exhibiting, this journey, this path, this walk that you have started in your daughter's memory. Every big thing starts with one step.
It does.
And I know in my heart I'll be able to look back one day and say, it was when Michelle Virgin started that walk that we changed some of our ways here in Columbus, Georgia. That we stopped some of these senseless murders. That we decided to save more of our young people versus watching them just be taken away for unnecessary reasons. That we found it important again, Miss Michelle,
right,
to put resources back into our community, like recreational centers that we continue to close down.
They need something.
Knowing our children need something to do.
They need something to do.
This will be the moment that we look back and say we found resources to open up the Shirley B. Winston pool again and other places that young folks would go and hang out during the summer and stay out of trouble.
That's right.
This is the moment when fathers decided that they were going to go back into the community, reclaim the streets. The neighbors were going to start working together. We were going to clean up our community.
That's right.
We were going to demand that these old abandoned drug houses that continue to harbor crime and prostitution and everything else were torn down. This will be part of that moment. There are people fighting with you.
And I'm so grateful for them. That. I am so grateful.
You are not alone, sweetheart.
Thank you so much.
I want you to know that we are out here fighting with you, and we're going to stand beside you.
Thank you.
And we're going to walk with you.
And I need that. I need all
the
support.
And we got you.
Thank you so much.
We got you. There's nothing nobody can do to reverse what happened on that dreadful day, but there's a lot that we all can do to make sure that this is not repeated in our community.
That's right. We got to do it together.
We got to do it together.
They cannot say no to all of us.
No. 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 By ourselves, as an individual, it's easier to be defeated.
Right.
But when we are coming together as a mighty group, we will be a force to reckon with.
That's right.
Thank you so much, Ms. Michelle.
Thank you.
I'm going to keep you in my prayers.
I thank you.
And I ask God to continue to cover you and give you the strength that you need. And I guess this mainly hits so hard for me because I have a daughter and she's my only child and she's two. She's two.
It makes you think.
It makes you think.
What if it was me?
It makes you think.
And that's what I want people to understand. It could have been you.
Could have been you. Yeah. That's right. Thank you so much, Mr. Shepard.
Thank you.
This has been Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. If you need any more information in regards to the event, of course, you can always call up here at the station. Check our Facebook page. We'll have everything loaded on the Fox CNK website, as well as our other stations, the sports station and WOKS as well. We thank you for listening. This wasn't one of our normal shows where we usually excited and celebrating. But every now and then, we have to have real conversations with the community. Every now and then, we have to bring reality to the radio waves so that our conscience is shocked and we're ready to do things differently, because we all know the basic definition of insanity, and that's doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different results. We got to change, Columbus, Georgia. We got to change, and it can start today. It's not too late. It can start today. We got to do things differently. We got to check some different boxes. We got to move into some different areas. We got to knock on some different doors. We got to shake some different trees. No matter what it is, we got to get it done. And I believe we can do it. Michelle believes we can do it. The families that have lost loved ones believe that we can do it. I know we can do it. Let's get it done. Thank you for listening. Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, his website, and his radio programs are not to be considered necessarily the beliefs of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversation? Come and join me, Teddy Reese. Send me an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.